The couch was nice, but I think I like your bed even more. Well, especially for actually sleeping in. That's what beds are for, right? Right. I've never even been in a bed this soft before. Well, nuh-uh. It's lovely. Fluffy. Your room is, too. Well, fluffy, I mean. Everything's so cozy and soft. And just nice. So, yeah. Fluffy. I know what I mean. Well, one out of two of us isn't so bad. Oh, man. It really is lovely. And calming, you know. It helps with the jitters, I guess. Well, it's more like my fight or flight response. Because that's how it feels, you know? All jittery. Or maybe you don't know. You seem pretty tough, actually. Sorry, I over-explain everything when I don't really know what to say, or I'm nervous, or it's a day that ends in day. It's like, the more I talk, maybe the better I have a chance at making sense of things. But saying all that to say, I'm sorry for blabbing. Thanks. I can't really stop myself most times, so it's lucky for me that you're so nice. It's lucky for me that everything's so nice. You, your house, your bedroom. It makes me want to stay. Oh, hi there. Stay forever, then. Oh, you say that now, but what if I did? I know you say this is a fair trade, but in reality, I'm just a lucky bunny. I am lucky, and I guess I just... I would worry that you might ever regret me or find me bothersome or get annoyed or tired or, you know, all of that. Oh. I might need another... you might have to do that again. I really like your kisses. Really? Well, I could never regret any of this either. No. Never. Never, ever. You've been so kind and so giving and just so understanding of my needs and stuff. I just don't want to exhaust you. Because I can be a lot, I know. And you don't deserve any more than you want. Any more than you can handle. You know? Oh, No. I don't mean that you're not satisfying me. I just... Oh. You're teasing me. Teasing me on purpose. Right. Got it. Okay. I'm too literal for my own good. Silly. I'm so silly. Sorry. I mean, I am. It's part of my charm, I guess. I take everything pretty at face value. You know, I'm annoying. Well, I can be. Perhaps not to you, because you are wonderful. Sorry. That's not too much too soon. I'm not used to feelings and people and kindness and you and all your warmth and fluffiness. You're wonderful, and I'm happy that you are. I'm not trying to hide away. I'm just... you make me feel all weird, but good weird. In a good way, but still, you... You and your kindness and how soft and good you've been to me, it makes me feel... Well... It does things to me, I guess. And I think you know that, don't you? Your kisses are always so nice and lovely, actually. It's just, I'm pretty tired. Sorry, your stamina is impressive. And the way that, you haven't grown tired of me is, reassuring. But, you sure? You're not bothered by me? You promise? I just feel like I'm tired, and I should probably sleep, and I don't want to be constantly bugging you for, you know. Yeah, I was blabbing again, wasn't I? I do that, whether I'm sleepy or awake. Is it really okay just to sleep? Okay. Thanks. You don't mind if I rest my head on your chest, do you? Nice and cozy now. Comfy. Very comfy. I think this is the most comfy I've ever been, actually. Not just the bed in the room. Just in general. I feel calm. It might have a little something to do with you, but, you know, who can say? Of course, you can play with my hair. Thank you for everything. I mean it. Thank you. And now, I'm going to let you sleep. Good night. Sorry. Just one thing. What happens if I wake up and I'm in one of my, moods again? I mean, I'm asking because I should know what I should do. What should the procedure be? I mean, would it be okay if I took care of it myself? No. You need to sleep. You've been taking care of me all day. You're exhausted. Yes, you are. You can barely keep your eyes open. I might be a little silly, but I do have eyes. Very good eyes, actually. And they can see that you are exhausted. You've done more than enough. Quite well. And I just wanted to know how you'd feel about that situation should it arise. Like, would you want me to go to the bathroom? Or stay in bed? Or... Well, no. It's totally up to you. I want to be respectful. You've already been so accommodating for all my needs. so embarrassing. I never really thought I'd be having these conversations, but here we are. Life of Bunny, right? So intensive. So would it be okay for me to handle it? Listen, I appreciate you so much, but you are gonna hurt yourself if you keep trying to keep up with me. Huh? What do you mean? Why don't I just help myself? Help myself to what? You? Do you mean... I mean, do you mean... I can help myself to... you? As in, I just want to be super, super crystal clear because this would be pretty bad to mess up. As in, help myself to you in that way. Ah, I see. Is that allowed? I mean, it sounds like you're allowing it. I mean, it wouldn't be strange? Okay, no, you're being very, very clear. So what you're saying is, you don't mind if I use you to aid in whatever needs that may arise throughout the evening. Well, night. What time is it? Oh my gosh. Really? Okay. Wow. That's spicy. I mean, are you sure? Because that's something you really need to be sure about. Oh, I'm me. I'm sure about it. I've never really done that. That's... You're 100% sure? 100,000%? Okay. Yeah, that's good to know. I might not need to... I could just sleep. I could just be sleepy, and we'll sleep, and I'll sleep all through the night, and then in the morning, when we're awake, who knows, right? Who knows? You are very cozy. I could probably just sleep through the night, but when you hold me like this and you rub my back, play with my hair, I could see that maybe certain thoughts may come to me in my sleep. So much so that I might wake up and... you know. Yeah. But for now, sleep time. Good night. Sleep tight. And I'll try not to disturb you too much. Oh. Mm-hmm.